Finally, we like this show to be useful, and since we are incapable of coming up with any good advice, after all, we ended up in public radio, we thought we'd talk to the most successful advice giver of all time.
Motivational guru Tony Robbins joined us in May of 2015.
How does one get into the business you're in of being sort of a global life coach to people?
So it started with people wanting to lose weight because I'm 6'7 today, but I was 5'1 my sophomore year in high school and I was fat. And so I turned myself around and my buddies asked me. It started with that. And then it grew to helping people in the relationships. And I became the go-to guy with it. And I got addicted to lighting people up, just seeing people so happy because they rediscovered what they're capable of. And so that became my life's work.
Wait. Do you actually claim that you willed yourself into being 6'7"?
No, I tell that, I was 5'1", I'm 6'7", the difference is personal growth.
Yeah. Tony, you're known for taking your preparation really seriously. That's what you teach. What is it like to just relax and take it easy?
Really good. I have one of my boys is really good at what he calls chilling, and I asked him for some advice today. Yes, I'm obsessed.
That's great. I just found a job that my son can go into.
Yeah, chill coach.
Tony, you're obviously very famous for helping people. Do people out in public ever just come up to you and ask for help?
I remember one specific time years ago, true story, I'm standing at the urinal doing the necessary, and this man starts looking at me and looks at me again, looks at me and goes, oh my God, you're Tony Robbins, oh my God. He goes, I'm suicidal, I need your help. And he turns in the process.
No.
Towards me, and I'm got this stuff all over my legs, and I said, I think I can help you with that suicide situation.
Tony, do your kids take your advice?
Yeah, well, they do. It helps to be 6'7" and not take any.
Oh, wow. You've mentioned, and I know it's true, that among the people you've helped are presidents. Is it true that, like, the presidents who call you for help or the major celebrities or the business leaders have the same kind of problems that everybody else, just in a larger
scale? Yeah, everybody does. I mean, some people have problems that are on the world stage, but they're still the same problems. They have to do with your inability to perform at the same level you did before, or a loss of confidence, or a situation where you've got to figure out how to influence people and break through a giant obstacle. So, and in sports, it's, losing that rhythm, finding yourself in a place where you can't do what you've done well forever, and you got to change it right now. So I get the call when a Serena Williams is, burning down, I got to turn around right now. Or when the President of the United States, President Clinton, called me, true story, and says they're going to impeach me in the morning. What should I do?
Wait a minute.
My first response was, yeah, he did. I said, my first response was, could you call me sooner?
you should have called me before you ordered that pizza 2 years ago, you said. All right, Tony Robbins, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling.
What? Oh, sorry, I was resting my eyes.
So you're all about turning people into go-getters, so we thought we'd ask you about three stories of incredibly lazy people. Instead of go-getters, say stay-putters. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Tony Robbins playing for?
Bill Childs of Austin, Texas.
All right. So
all right.
Bill's got it all riding on you. And by the way, Tony, we encourage you to unleash your power within here as necessary. A power pose might help. I don't know. First question. Some lazy people have at least tried to fight back into their lives against the forces of laziness, such as which of these? Was it A, in 2009, a Montana man put springs and a motor into his lazy boy so it would vault him into a standing position when he pulled the crank? B, a woman in Illinois hired a genuine former Chicago mobster to threaten her life whenever she did not get her filing done? Or C, in 2004, a Wisconsin man, fed up with lying around and being lazy, sued the cable TV company for making him that way.
Oh my God. Unfortunately, all three of these are very likely. A and C seem most likely. I'll go with A.
You're gonna go with A. He rebuilt his lazy boy, so instead of just standing up, he would be launched forward in an upright position. It's a good idea, but it was actually C.
See,
a Wisconsin man sued Charter Communications for making him fat, slovenly, and lazy by giving him such delightful things to watch on TV all day.
Welcome to America.
I know. It's a great place. All right, Reddit, which, as you know, is a user-edited website, once asked its users to name the laziest thing they had ever done. Which of these was a real answer? A, the man who tied his dog to his remote control car so he could use that to give his dog a walk from the comfort of his couch. be the guy who drove in his car from the back of the garage to the front of the garage to get something, or C, instead of getting up and walking to the refrigerator to get a Coke, he just picked up his phone and ordered one bottle to be delivered from Peapod, the grocery delivery company.
These are horrible. I'll go with A. I got to see this guy having his dog be walked by as a part of that car.
And that's right. It was A. The other ones we made up. The anonymous Redditor with the RC, remote-controlled monster truck, and the dog says, quote, "Don't judge me." All right, if you get this last one, you will win our prize for our
listener. All right, Bill, I'm working for you out there, Bill.
All right, if you Google laziest person ever, you will probably end up with which of these stories? A, the Navy officer who ordered his ship to change course rather than move in his wardroom seat to get the sun out of his eyes. B, a man who was too lazy to get out of bed and eat breakfast every day, so he installed an enormous hopper filled with Cap'n Crunch right above his bed. Or C, a story about a man who was writing a quiz and did nothing more than Google the phrase laziest person ever.
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B?
Yeah.
So the guy is a huge hopper filled with Cap'n Crunch. Specifically Cap'n Crunch. And instead of getting up to get breakfast, presumably he would just lay back and pull a chain that would release a flow of Cap'n Crunch in the manner of a granary, perhaps, or a silo, into his presumably open mouth. So really, you're going to go with B, is what you're saying.
Tony?
All right, well, change it to A quick before we get out of here.
All right, yes, it's A. Thank you very much. The story, which can never be proven, is unbelievably detailed, and it concerns an unnamed officer on an unnamed ship who, after what is apparently a rough night, decides it's easier to tell the ship to change course than to move from his seat in the wardroom as he eats his bagel. Bill, how did Tony Robbins do in our quiz?
Well, Tony's a winner, and he was here, too. 2 out of 3. Congratulations.
Well done, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony Robbins is a life coach and the author of many best-selling books. His latest New York Times bestseller is Money, Master the Game. Tony Robbins, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye-bye.
You're great.
Bye-bye.
That's it for today's show. We hope you liked it, or at least you didn't hate it enough to write us a letter. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Subaru, automotive partner of the National Park Service Centennial. Subaru encourages people to explore America's treasures and discover a national park adventure at findyourpark.com. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. And Lumber Liquidator is a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at LumberLiquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Isabel Broccoli Robertson. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to the crew at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernboss. Technical directions from Lorna White. Our CFO is Edna Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Broccoli Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Broccoli Rob Danforth. Thanks to Bill Curtis. Thanks to all of our panelists and the guests that you heard this week. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will be back with you next week. This is NPR.